Detroit's big three automakers, among their many problems, have too many dealers. Many are hurting, and so the car makers want fewer of them. Chrysler has cut the number of dealers by about 10% in the last 4 years and says it will eliminate hundreds more. And the private equity firm that is buying Chrysler could eliminate even more dealers, as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Bill Tapscott, the impeccably dressed general manager of Lithia Chrysler in Renton, Washington, has been selling Chrysler cars and trucks for nearly three decades.
This is the Aspen. This is all new Chrysler for 2007. And he said, you know, it's more luxury, it's big.
On a recent afternoon, he shows off his cars and the spacious new building that houses them. This is what Chrysler calls an alpha dealer. It sells the full line of the company's products, Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep, all under one roof. As Chrysler prunes the number of dealers, now at 3,700, you'll see more and more of these big, opulent dealerships. Chrysler wants its dealers to have larger geographic territories, a larger customer base, and less competition with others selling the same brand. That will result in more sales and higher profits. And, says David Cole of the Independent Center for Automotive Research, Chrysler wants its dealers to make lots of money.
Profitable dealers spend more on advertising, can invest in now the most up-to-date modern facilities, and provide the kind of atmosphere that people are looking for.
In short, dealers are the public face of an automaker, and those making hefty profits project the image of a vibrant car company selling autos you want to buy. Since dealers actually purchase their inventory from Chrysler, the faster the dealers reorder, the better for Chrysler's bottom line. But right now, there are too many cars sitting unsold on dealer lots. Jason Vines, a spokesman for the automaker, says the company's previously announced plan to eliminate about 10 to 15% of its dealers over the next year or two has been endorsed by Cerberus and by Chrysler dealers. But there's a caveat.
Everybody wants is in favor of this, but it's like the old saying, everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
In other words, the dealers are interested in having fewer dealers, so long as they aren't the one getting axed. Vines adds that for now, at least, there are no plans to go beyond the previously announced cuts, but he doesn't rule out additional cuts in the future.
If other opportunities come about and it makes sense, sure, we'll do that.
Indeed, some industry watchers, including David Cole, suggest that Chrysler will need to eliminate 1,000 more dealers as part of its long-term strategy.
Probably going to cost hundreds of millions, maybe even well over $1 billion. To get the kind of dealer body that they have to have.
Dealers have franchise agreements with Chrysler, and if Chrysler wants to terminate those arrangements, it will have to buy the dealers out. That's what General Motors had to do when it eliminated the Oldsmobile nameplate. GM won't say what that buyout cost them, but there are estimates that the average dealer got more than $800,000. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.